And it's time now for the Wellness Talk, and joining us for the Wellness Talk is Kira Lathrop. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are things in Skagway?
They're good. A little windy.
A little windy, yeah. The Windy City.
Yes.
All right. Well, you're the Behavioral Health Clinical Therapist at Dell Memorial Clinic.
Yes.
What have you got for us this morning?
Well, on my mind today was thinking about our seasonal changes and just a reminder, I guess, for everybody, some things to watch for and listen for as we go into our winter time. And so, you know, what typically causes seasonal sadness, not everybody experiences, you know, the intensity of a full diagnosable seasonal affect disorder, but we all feel some difference. And so what we can notice that causes some of those problems is those changes in sleep that are really common with those changes in the light, which then causes low serotonin and high melatonin. And so that kind of messes with our circadian rhythm, which then in turn messes with our mood and how we feel.
Right.
Yeah. And so some things we commonly see when we are dealing with some of this seasonal sadness might be feeling low or blue, just that down mood. We might notice social withdrawal, or maybe we might be irritable or excessively tired. We might be craving more foods. Now it is coming on holiday season, so some of that's normal too.
Right.
We might have poor concentration, and we might have some, you know, lapses in our memory where we're just, things aren't sticking as well. So those are kind of some of the symptoms that are common and that we all experience, I think, at different levels. And so the question always is, how extreme are my symptoms? How much are they interrupting my life? Are my family mentioning it? Is it impairing my work life? You know, those are things to really pay attention to. So seek what's important is what can we do with it, right?
Right.
So a couple main things that I like to encourage folks to think about is movement. When we're moving, it keeps our blood flow going. It increases, you know, all those good feelers, those good neurotransmitters help us feel good. And it also helps with our whole rhythm for our sleep cycle, too, when we've got that good movement, whether it's that going for a bike ride or going to the rec center, whatever that looks like for your kind of fall, winter time activities. Starting that habit now will help that winter much better. And
right.
I think a lot of us know about using a sad lamp or a happy light,
right,
whatever you want to call it. Those really do help with circadian rhythm, with sleep, and a little bit of a mood boost, if you could put it that way.
And that's
the sad lamp. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I think you're explaining my question. Tell me about a sad lamp.
Yeah. So you want a lamp. You know, there's tons out there, but those you want at 10,000 lumens, and you really, they recommend the best time of day to do it right away in the morning within about that first hour of wake, 15 to 20 minutes, about 6 to 12, I think it was maybe 12 to 18 inches from your face.
Okay.
There's some guides online for that, but you want to be careful so it's not direct for your eyes,
right,
because we do want to take care of our eyes.
Right.
And you want to make sure and have a lamp that has no UV in it. That's important as well.
Oh, okay.
So there's, you know, more respectable companies out there than others. There's a lot out there and that are reasonable, you know, that are down to, you know, even to order online that are down to like $20 for a little to-go lamp.
Okay.
So, and the other thing we can do, too, is really focus on healthy food and omega-3 fatty acids, high fiber, dark leafy greens, B vitamins, things that have vitamin D in them. So mushrooms are actually one of the highest concentrated foods that have vitamin D's in them, that are more common foods anyways.
Especially around here this time of year.
Yeah, I know. I've harvested a lot of mushrooms myself. So watching our diet, you know, keeping that balanced. I know we're going into holidays, and not that we shouldn't enjoy those, you know, but making sure we're adding some of these things in is going to balance and support the whole system as a whole. And then I know one unique thing we have in Skagway is the Elks has vitamin D boosts for use for the community anytime that they're open. And that's different than the SAD light. It actually is a vitamin D light, which is, there's a difference. And so that one has been proven to actually increase vitamin D levels. So that is open to the community. I think you just need to sign a little waiver and you can go in anytime it's open. Another thing that is, of course, helpful that I'm going to mention is therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in and talking and working on skills or working on, you know, other underlying things that might be there. You know, if we've, you know, been struggling for a while or there's trauma or relationship struggles, all of those are going to play into those things. It might, you know, kind of make the season harder as well.
Right.
Yeah. And we always want to be watching for crises, you know, when others really start coming to you concerned a lot, really start seeing significant drops in, like, your daily routine, your work is kind of, like, really dropping off, and maybe your boss is mentioning things. And then, of course, ultimately, if there's any suicidal thoughts or any self-harm, we definitely want to seek professional help.
Right.
Yeah. So that time of year to think about all of these things, watching for that in our kids too, and supporting them because it's school time. School really builds in a lot of structure for our kids and for parents.
Right.
But making sure we're, you know, getting up, going to bed regular times, really keeping that tight schedule really is going to help the kids much more than, you know, oh, we can play another hour. It's
right.
going to help a lot longer through this season if you just keep to that schedule as best you can. And then that good, healthy diet and getting them active as much as you can, whether it's playing a sport or it's going with you, whatever that looks like for your family.
So keep a routine and keep busy.
Yes, keep routine, keep busy, and positive people.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Anything else you've wanted to mention this morning?
I think that kind of covers it.
Okay.
Yeah. I wish everybody a great season.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kira. That's Kira Lathrop, Behavioral Health Clinical Therapist at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. We've got a natural SAD light out there today.
Yay.
At least for part of the day.
I will try to enjoy it.
All right.
Take care.
To you later. Bye. All right, that's Kira Lathrop with the Dahl Memorial Clinic.